and gentlemen, it's Monday, September 9th, 2024. That means that there are 56 days, 8 hours, and 53 minutes until Election Day. And this is your election headquarters, the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. And we do have some election news for you today. I would say good news for Donald Trump in Virginia. And you've got all these legal battles going on about who's going to be on the ballot and who has to demand a citizen's ID or a voter ID to vote, mail-in drop boxes, clearing the voter rolls. And so there's some updates with all of that today. Now, the big story is Americans being fed up with the illegal immigrant invasion. And this thing is everywhere. And I saw this story actually popped on Friday about Springfield, Ohio. And it was really being reported before that, but for whatever reason, and really it's that kind of we in the independent media control the narrative now, but really this has been going on in Springfield, Ohio for a couple months, but it finally popped over the weekend, and now it's this big story, which is just a example. It's one example of what's going on in small towns all across America. Population of 20, 30,000 small American towns, you know, humble towns. And then the next thing you know, 10,000, 20,000 illegal migrants show up, illegal aliens show up. And look, there's back and forth about what's really going on. Are they eating pets? Are they picking up ducks and geese from the park and, you know, cooking them on an open barbecue, like you might see in a third world country? And there is evidence that that's going on. Now, there have been some pushback from, let's say, left-wing activists, spokesmen, women in the local government saying, oh, it's not going on. But there's definitely evidence that it is going on. There's pictures, there's eyewitness accounts, there's police body cam footage. But it's really just kind of like, okay, well, that's just a symptom of a larger issue. Are there Haitians running around kidnapping pets and cooking them and you know, picking up geese, which are actually protected in parks, and ducks, and cooking them on an open grill like they're in a third world country, like they're in Haiti? Yeah, but it's like that's just kind of the symptom. So you can sit here and bicker about, well, is it going on? Well, there is an invasion going on. And it's third world standard of living people who are coming here. And they're not being acclimated. They're not learning anything about our country. And so they kind of just go to their means of survival. They get dropped off in this Ohio town. And this is not a defense of them in any way, shape, or form. I'm just saying they get all this free stuff. They got the UN and all these different religious charity groups, Jewish groups, Christian groups. I've got all the evidence here today because they say, oh, we're going to look into this and we're going to find out the origin. Well, what do you expect when NGOs went from getting a couple million dollars a year under Trump to help asylum seekers to now hundreds of millions of dollars under Biden to bring them in? Oh, really? Why does the Pope support open borders? Oh, really? Why do these different Jewish groups support open borders? Because their NGOs are getting hundreds of millions of dollars. This is open records stuff. And they say, oh, the attorney general in Ohio says, oh, we're going to get to the bottom of it. He's not going to do jack crap. We already know what's going on. So they bring in third worlders, and Haiti is one of the worst examples. And then they just throw them out into the middle of some town. And yes, there is a political maneuver here where they at least hope they can get them to vote. Now, many of them don't even speak English, so I don't know how to really pull that off, except, you know, you'll run Spanish-speaking ads, and then you'll have Spanish on the ballots. They already do that in Texas. But they bring in the third worlders. They just throw them out into the middle of these small towns. And it's just like, okay, you got your little government home that you're in, and you got your little government stimulus. But then it's just like, you're on your own. You're in the middle of a foreign land. And so it's just like, they go right back to what they're doing, living like third worlders. They go to the park and they pick up a couple geese or pick up a couple goose or see someone's dog running across the neighborhood. Do you have dogs that roam? I got a couple neighbors. They got dogs. They just roam across the neighborhood. Everybody knows who they are. And they say, oh, it's a dog. It's a wild dog. I'll just go pick it up and hack it up and eat it. Because that's their third world lifestyle. Now, you could sit here and try to make me pity these people. But really, it's not really on me. It's not really on America. And I see some of these other liberals like, well, it's America that did this to Haiti. Okay, let's calm down. Let's just relax. If Haiti wanted to figure its stuff out by now, it would have a long time ago. Do you know how much foreign aid the United States gives to Haiti? Would you like to know? Because I got the number right here on my desk. But so it all ties back to the American people. And what do you see going on? They played a bunch of the clips on the Alex Jones show, so I decided I'm not going to play all of them. But it's a whole city council meeting, Springfield, Ohio, and it's just one after the next for the whole public forum. And they're all talking about these illegal migrants taking over their town. Now, if you live in a small town or you have family that lives in a small town and you know what that's like, it's not like putting a bunch of migrants in Chicago where they can kind of blend in with the homeless, or you can keep them over here like you do in New York City with a hotel. And unless maybe you walk by the Roosevelt or these other hotel blocks that they have, you know, you can kind of blend it. You know, these cities, they kind of have a little third world aspect themselves. So you can kind of blend them there. But you throw them into a small town in middle America, they stick out like a sore thumb. You can't avoid it. And so that's what's going on now. And so they all show up for the public forum and they say, what the hell's going on with all these migrants? What the hell's going on with all these Haitians? And then the local government's like, oh, we'll get to the bottom of this. Oh, we'll figure it out. We'll stop it. They won't do jack crap because they're making money. And everybody knows it. Every speaker goes up there and they say, you're making money off this. Now, are they getting money? If they are, it's illegal. But the city gets money from the federal government and they say, hey, you're going to take all these citizens, non-citizens, these Haitian migrants, you're going to take them all into your city and we're going to put them up in all these houses. And then we're going to give you a check for the city to take care of all of these people. So you want to follow the money, figure out where it all goes. Then you've got the videos that we play quite often. I got some more today. And it's mostly women because, you know, men, you know, us men, we like to bury our emotions and not bring it to the surface. And typically we don't like to complain. You know, it makes us appear weak. So we don't really do that. So it's women that are sitting here, and there have been some men that do it too, but it's mostly women because, you know, men will just lower their head and just, you know, trod through. But these women, and they're just like, I don't understand. I'm sitting here working 10-hour, 12-hour days, 5-6 days a week, and I'm broke. And they're genuinely like, deer in the headlights doing these videos, and they just go viral all over social media, and they're just like, deer in the headlights, like, I don't get it. I work all the time. I got a degree. I'm broke. I don't know what bill I'm going to pay. I don't know how I'm going to take care of my kids. What's going on? And then you factor that in. Oh, they just drive downtown, or they drive down Main Street or wherever it is, and they see a couple hundred illegal immigrants getting free food paid for by them and free hotel and everything paid for by them. And it's like, oh, you know, that might have something to do with it. What do you think happens? Because one of these ladies was complaining about her medical bills. What do you think happens when non-citizens come here and get free medical care or insurance? The charges get subsidized onto the people that actually pay. See how that works? This is basic economics. Liberals don't get it. Apparently Democrats don't either. Or they've just got to deal with all these people, all the insurance providers, like Obama did. So every time a migrant comes in and gets free health care, or every time a migrant comes in and gets the government insurance, those costs are actually rolled on to you, the American, not just via your taxes, but via your hospital bills and via your insurance. So yeah, you go pay a medical bill, a hospital expense, you're paying for the care you received, and then you're paying for the care that the other illegal migrants that didn't pay for their care that they received too. That's how they subsidize the costs onto you. But see, you're a dirty American. You're a dirty racist, bigot, homophobe, transphobe American. You're a colonizer. You're a slave-owning American. So you deserve it. You deserve to live like a serf. You deserve to live like a peasant. You're bad. And this is what the media tells you? And this is what the Democrats tell you? You're a bad person, so you need to suffer. And your ancestors might have done some bad things, so you need to suffer. So don't complain because you're broke and can't afford things. Good. Good. And that's the attitude you're supposed to have. But Americans are fed up with it. And that liberal virtue signaling social justice warrior movement is a dying breed, because now even the liberal social justice warriors that you know, bleeding heart liberals that might have had good intentions, now their lives are destroyed too. Now they can't afford anything either. And now some of them have kids and don't know what to do because they can't afford their kids. And they're like, huh. Actually, none of this made sense. Why did we do this? I don't get it. Okay, I'm going to dive into this stack of news dealing with all of that. We got other political news. The Washington Examiner had a couple of big stories on Tim Walz today. Just, this guy's a total fraud. It's unbelievable. Whether it's Kamala Harris or Tim Walz, their instinct is to lie. That's their first instinct, is to lie. Ends up he lied about his whole getting involved in politics story. There's some weird stuff going on in New York. And then we'll talk about what's really going on with this Tenet Media situation? And I think we covered kind of like the personal level of it and then the political framing of it. But there's actually something really, really dirty lurking behind this that most people are missing. And again, whatever you think about Lauren Chen or whatever assumption you're making, it's supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, but whatever. There's something much more dastardly happening behind the scenes that we'll explain. And it's Mike Johnson that's partially to blame for it, by the way. Or if not, totally to blame for it, actually. So we'll get to that too. But let's just dive into this. What do you do? Now, Trump has promised to deport. And, you know, how do you deport 20 million illegal aliens? I suppose it's possible. But I don't know. I would maybe like to hear a strategy if he's serious about it. Because to me, it's just, I guess you start going through the books. Any asylum seeker from the last 4 years or anybody who's received this money, this illegal immigrant money, I guess you just go through these books and find them if you can. If a non-citizen who's not here legally commits a crime, send them back. I mean, it's such an overwhelming task to say we're going to deport 20 million people unless they're going to go away voluntarily. If you cut off their free stuff, maybe they go home voluntarily. I don't know. But it has to stop. The non-citizen, illegal alien invasion, an economic bomb. It is out of control. And now it's a crime bomb. This is crazy. This is in Baltimore alone, as if Baltimore doesn't have enough crime. Yeah, exactly. With on the story on the screen right there, exactly what I explained. Illegal Haitian migrant car crashes are causing insurance rates to skyrocket. That's what they do. They subsidize all the costs, health care, car insurance, it doesn't matter. They subsidize all the costs. They're not paying for it. You are. You are. How many people have been hit by an illegal alien and then they hit and run? And then the insurance company has to pay for it. I mean, if you have the right plan, it depends what the plan you have. Happened to me. Illegal alien rammed into the back of my car. And insurance company had to pay for it. It's a whole story. I'm not going to go off into it. But that's what they have to do. Because the non-citizens, they don't have to have car insurance. They don't have car insurance. They don't even have any money. They're not even driving a car legally. But this is in Baltimore alone. ERO Baltimore apprehends Honduran national convicted of rape in Maryland. So you got another rapist. Listen to these numbers. This arrest marks 153rd non-citizen sex offender apprehension of the year. That's in Baltimore alone. So 8 months into the year, call it nine if you want. We're in September, but it's really eight. Beginning of September still. So 8 months into the year, in Baltimore alone, one city, 153 illegal alien rapists apprehended. Where's the Me Too movement? Where are all these bleeding heart liberal Democrats that care so much about women and they'll go fight for E. Jean Carroll, who brags about all the money how she's going to spend all of her money and talks about fantasizing rape on CNN with Anderson Cooper? Oh, her story. Oh my gosh, Trump made out with me. He didn't throw me on the ground and ravish me. That's literally a quote from her. We played it last week. He didn't throw me on the ground and ravish me. Like, she was mad about that. That's like what she wanted. So she's mad because they apparently made out. Nobody ever heard of it or saw it or knows when or where it happened. Oh, and all the liberals. Oh, we got Trump. He made out with a woman. Ho, ho, ho. Good for him. He's a violator of women. We're going to start a whole movement, the Me Too movement. But then 153 rapes in Baltimore alone this year, and not a single liberal has anything to say about it. Not a single Democrat in this Democrat-run hellhole known as Baltimore will say a damn thing. Why don't we carry it a step further? Guys, go ahead. Let's see. Let's go ahead and look at gun crime in Baltimore this weekend. You probably had six shot, maybe two dead. Those numbers might be a little high. So we'll say, you know, over under 1.5 shot dead, over under 6.5 shot in Baltimore this weekend. Why do I say that? Oh, because Democrats care about gun violence. No, they don't. They don't give a damn about gun violence. Most violent cities in America, the most gun crimes in America happen in Democrat-run cities with the strictest gun control laws. And then they go on TV and they say, we need gun confiscation. Oh, the Me Too movement. Oh, Donald Trump. Oh, my gosh. E. Jean Carroll. 153 rapists, non-citizen, criminal aliens in Baltimore alone, raping women, raping children. Nobody cares. Well, that's Chicago. Four shot dead in Chicago this weekend. Another city invaded by illegals. So I don't know if there's just nothing on the news in Baltimore. 153 rapists in Baltimore. It only gets worse unless this is stopped. A landmark arrest for ICE Baltimore in that they secured a record 153 non-citizen sex offenders arrested in their area of operations during a single fiscal year. More importantly, there are 153 victims who need not fear their predators because of ERA officers, ICE says. This arrest also highlights the amazing enforcement actions performed by ERO officers across our great nation. Yeah, except they shouldn't have to do this because these people shouldn't be here to begin with. And I'd like to know how many of these rapists were flown in on airplanes by the Biden-Harris administration. I'd like to know how many of these rapists got government money to come here and stay here and live here and then rape a woman or rape a child. And then they say, how dare Trump call them rapists? He's a racist. 153 rapists in a single year, illegal migrants in Baltimore alone, and not a single liberal Democrat will even make a peep about it.
Are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today. Our world.